I knew it. Another Herdat Media production.
Okay, so I'm really excited about my next guest. He's a judge on Drag Race, host on Food Network, and a fashionista and TV personality. I mean, is there anything that this guy doesn't do? Please welcome Carson Kressley, everybody.
Hi, Carson. I don't do women, Stu. That's what I don't do. I love
you
them.
Don't? I think but you I, could, though.
No, I couldn't. I'm a gold star gay. I've never, the only time I've, no, it was only during birth where I've ever seen the down there.
What was it in Queer Eye then? Did you do some women on Queer Eye or no? No, it was Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Oh, as far as makeovers, yeah. I mean, I've done tons of women's makeovers. I did, I think I was on the Oprah show like 17 times.
Yeah.
Like a million makeovers. And it was
I thought, okay.
It was the makeover mothership. And the best makeovers in the world happened on the Oprah show because they had fantastic budgets and great producers.
Oh, I bet.
And but I didn't do any women makeovers on Queer Eye, but I don't think I did because they had done a spinoff called Queer Eye for the Straight Girl.
I remember that, yeah.
Which I was not a part of. And but they did lots of women on that show. So and now on the new one, I think they do women all the time. So
gotcha. Yeah.
There we are.
I mean, speaking of Queer Eye, I mean, I think that's the first place I saw you. Like I was in Ireland in culinary school, 2003, right? 2004. I just remember this specific Sunday at my friend Maisha's house. And we just binged like hours of it on Bravo.
How did you get Bravo in Ireland?
In Ireland, around in the 2000s, we started getting cable.
Okay, and it was like on like, I know in Australia it's like on Nextel or all these different platforms. So it was on one of those types of things.
We had actually Bravo on Sky, so my friend Sky and stuff like that. So we would just watch it there, like on Sundays, and just binge it, like eating food and.
Who was your favorite?
You were my favorite because you were the funniest.
Stop.
There's one thing, and tell me if I'm right with this.
Okay.
I just was thinking, I remember like you were like in a closet. Okay. And you were like, you were sorting out clothes or something. And someone says, oh, you remind me of someone, or they said a person's name. And you're like, well, people say that I look like Ellen DeGeneres all the time. Was that on the show you said that?
I did, especially if I wear a pantsuit with sneakers. I still get it. I think I was talking to Kyan, who was the grooming guru and also like the hot one on the show.
Yes.
And he was like, I think he said, you know, people think I look like Keanu Reeves. And I just glibly and truly and honestly said, people think I look like Ellen. And
I laughed my ass off of that. I mean, I still remember it from back then. Isn't that crazy?
Well, thank you.
We share somebody in common, our branding endorsement guru, Jason.
Yes, he's the
best. We love him.
He's the best.
He's done well for both of us. Did you watch the eclipse yesterday?
I'm in Atlanta right now.
Yeah.
Hence my glorious surroundings.
Beautiful hotel room.
Yes, my faux Rothko behind me. It's adding a bit of color. It's a dreary day in Atlanta. But I was in studio at Georgia Public Broadcasting, which is a monolithic, big concrete building.
Uh-huh.
And then they said, the eclipse is happening. So we all ran up to the roof. There's a parking deck there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not prepared because I never am. And somebody lent me their eclipse glasses, which were basically looked like 3D movie glasses. They were paper.
Yes.
And I'm staring at it. I'm thinking like, are these 99-cent glasses from Amazon really protecting my precious corneas?
Exactly.
So I looked at it for like 2 seconds and I was like, I'm done. And they're like, no, you have the glasses. I was like,
no,
I'm
good.
Still not sure about these.
Then I read
Atlanta, it wasn't that like dramatic. It was like
I thought you guys got like 80%. We only got 52% here in LA.
Oh, well, maybe we did. Maybe I was late. I don't know. But when I saw it, it was like a crescent moon in reverse.
Yeah.
It was just like
the
sun was a crescent. And they're like, all right, kids, so much for the eclipse. Get back in the studio. It's time to make a game show. So there we went.
Oh, God. Of course. Did you feel, I mean, I read an article yesterday on Daily Mail. People were having like headaches, fatigue, anxious, emotional. Did you survive? Did you have any of those symptoms?
I have those every day. So
Great.
I didn't know I didn't notice. It was just my general like mood. It's just like, oh my God, did I leave my iron on? Like, I'm a nervous person generally. So no, the eclipse did not make it any worse.
I was tired yesterday. I will say that. I was a bit tired and a bit cranky, for sure.
No, I don't think I was. And no, and I even went out to dinner after and had a great time. So I think I don't have the eclipse malaise.
You escaped it. Like, it's unstoppable you are.
I did. I must be immune.
So let's talk Drag Race for a second. So I'm going to admit it first out the gate. Like, I'm a terrible gay. I've watched it over the years. Like, and off. People will invite me over. Like, we're having a watch party. I'm like, okay, great.
Right.
I laugh my ass off every single time. I don't know why. I should just go over to Jason's every Friday night and just watch it, because I know he watches it religiously.
Yes, you should.
But I do love drag shows. I love watching them in Palm Springs. I love going to Mickey's on a Monday night sometimes to see Morgan do his thing. I always watch this. I love Morgan. Morgan's a good friend of mine. I've been in LA nearly 20 years now. And every time he's been on, I'm like, I'm going to watch. And of course, he can't keep his mouth shut and gets kicked off after two or three episodes.
Well, that's what I love about Morgan McMichaels. Morgan McMichaels is like a drag queen's drag queen.
Yeah.
And very old school. And in the vein of like a Bianca Del Rio, et cetera, can read the room and read people for filth. And that is a really important skill that I think sometimes, like, maybe younger queens, not always, haven't had that working the room kind of experience.
Sure. Yeah.
And that to me is a really, really important part of drag. Is commanding the room and being the boss of the audience in a good way, in a funny way, if you know how to do it. And I think that's what Morgan does so well. And it's a really important skill set for world-class drag queens to have.
And I wish he would just get further and further. It's like, you get in, shut your mouth for just a few episodes just to get, because he's like, I hate all you bitches. And they're like, well, okay, you're going to be the first to be gone. Like, just, you know.
I know, he can't help himself.
He can't help himself. It's amazing TV though.
Yeah.
What is your favorite part of being on that show? Like, is there like one kind of part that you love?
No, there's many parts.
Yeah.
I feel very fortunate to be part of it. I feel very fortunate to be part of two LGBTQ queer shows that have had a really big impact. First being Queer Eye, obviously.
Yeah.
And now Drag Race. And both of them, I think, are really similar in that people, especially young people, could watch from all over the world and be like, wait a minute.
It is incredible.
There is a place for me in this world that sometimes feels very exclusionary or exclusive. So I love that. That's the most important thing. And that's a fringe benefit that you don't even realize. Like when we were doing Queer Eye, I was just trying to get rid of mullets and pleated khakis. Like I did not have like these big designs to, you know, have it be a cultural touchstone. But then, you know, to this day, people will come up to me and say, I watched your show when I was 13 and I knew I was a queer kid and I was able to come out to my parents because they liked you and they loved the show. And I thought it was going to be safe for me to be who I am and to come out to them. So that, you know, gives me goosebumps all the time. And it's really gratifying.
I could say that for myself as well. I mean, think I was like 2 years out of the closet, but when I started watching that show, so it was like, it was really nice to see. I was like, okay, this is awesome. There's something for me to watch that I can, you know, that I can relate to.
Or you just, you see a little bit of yourself and you're like, okay, I'm going to be okay. So I love that part of Drag Race as well. I love the guest stars. You know, we never know who's going to be on the show.
Yeah.
And I, you know, last year I got to, you know, who was the Charlize Theron, for example, like huge movie star. We're kind of friends.
Yeah.
We've known each other. I met her when I was hosting a red carpet for like the Today Show or something at the Oscars in 2004, maybe. And she won for Monster and she let me hold her Oscar. And we've just always had
amazing.
A fun rapport. And I saw her in Vegas at like a Vander Holyfield fight or something. I wasn't there for that. I was there for like the prom show. And then she was there, not the prom, the musical, but actually like where people buy prom dresses. And she was there for the fight and we were doing tequila shots together. And
she seems like the funnest person ever. She's really
does. Very, very cool. So getting to work with these major stars who are fans of the show, you know, you sit there all day waiting for like, you know, when they do a ball or something, there's a big downtime in between. So you get to meet all these amazing guest stars, Olivia Newton-John, bless her soul. So many incredible people. I hope and pray like one day Cher will be there or Dolly.
Oh, for sure. I could definitely see that happening. No,
I could too. I think it's just a matter of like schedules lining up. So the guest stars are really fun. Discovering new queens or seeing queens that I saw out at clubs. Like if I'm traveling in a city, I'm going to go see a drag show.
Sure. Yeah.
And I see, you know, young queens, like places like at Paradise, which is this great bar in New Jersey. They do a pageant and I'll see these young queens. I'll be like, oh my gosh, I hope you try out for the show because you're so talented. And then they show up and I'm just like, that's really exciting to me.
Uh-huh.
And then, working with Rue is incredible. He has this memoir out and I was texting back and forth saying, oh girl, we are like soul sisters. This was so, this is so like, I knew we were friends for a reason, but now I totally get it. And I've worked with incredible people like Oprah and RuPaul and Dolly, and they all have this same thing where they're incredibly wise, incredibly kind, incredibly talented. And when you get to work with them, you just hope that a little bit of them will rub off on you.
No, of course. And you feel that's happened for
sure. So working with Rue is really phenomenal. And it's a trickle down theory. Like he runs the show, but all of that goodness and wisdom trickles down through us judges and through the contestants. And I just feel like it's a good environment to be a part of.
One question I've always asked or always wanted to know, do the contestants have like an art department, like clothing people that make their outfits, or they're pretty much doing it all themselves, or they have a helping hand?
Okay, so here's the deal. They can bring their wardrobe, obviously, to the show, and they have wardrobe that they work with when they're doing, you know, club appearances or whatnot. Some of them are really talented designers. I love the fashion aspect of the show. A lot of fashion designers love the fashion aspect of the show. People like Marc Jacobs, I know, are fans, have been guest judges. So it's really inspiring. Some of them are really artisans in that sphere, and that's their specialty, and they make their own costumes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then some of them have relationships with designers. And I think since the show has grown, I think even some of the designers have grown along with it. And there's incredible people like Ray Ortiz and God, I'm blanking, but there's so many people that work with the queens that do amazing costumes. Okay. Or people like Zaldi who make the costumes for Rue and has worked with Rue for, you know, 30 years or more. So there's a lot of designers that work with them, but it's a very specialized field and a very specialized look. And it's more of like stage costuming than it is like ready to wear fashion. And a lot of those same designers will work. Like there's one called Garo Sparrow.
Okay.
And if your fans like look them up on Instagram, Garo Sparrow and Ray Ortiz and Zaldi. They also make costumes for like Katy Perry and Cher and people that are going on tour that need, you know, glamorous over the top stage looks. So I could talk to you for like 3 hours about
you. I mean, I really could. I mean, I'm learning so much already. Anything for April 19th for the finale? Any tease or anything you can tease or tell?
No, what I can tell you is for the reunion that's happening this Friday, all of the queens get to come back. I love the reunion because I don't get to see the backstage drama until the show airs. So when I watch Untucked or when I watch the show, I'm just like, God, I didn't know someone was such a biatch, or I didn't know someone had a disfigured foot or whatever. I only see them on the runway, like in the moment. And that's for the best because we're meant to is to say the category was denim extravaganza, eleganza, noir. So I'm judging, did you do that? Did you get the assignment? Yeah. I'm not judging like who's mean to the other girls or whatever. So I'm kind of glad I don't see
It's better off you don't see that.
Because I want to be, I don't like a mean girl, but that's none of my business when I'm there to judge the fashion or the acting challenge or whatever it is. I'm there to say, this was the assignment. Did you do it? And did you do it well? Yes or no? Here's some constructive feedback also.
That's awesome.
But
Jesus, so much.
I love the reunion because I get to really see who these gals are And this year, for the first time, they're all going to be doing a lip sync, and I think they can win $50,000. So,
oh, I'm gonna watch that Friday, sure.
It makes the reunion even extra exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the finale will be the finale. And I don't know exactly what they have planned. It's always a surprise, even to us.
Oh, it's really good. Okay, I'm definitely going to watch with Jason now on Friday for sure. Because if it's like a reunion, I get to see all these lip syncs. It's like I get like the best parts kind of condensed into one episode.
Yeah, and also some of the early queens that were eliminated early on, you get to hear more of their story. And also sometimes they get really good. You know, they've done the show. They've been out practicing their craft. And then they come back to the reunion and like they have like new lips and a better wig. And I'm just like, what? Why did you?
Because they know they're coming back. Yeah. Oh, my God. Straight on to, okay, I guess this is my wheelhouse. So Food Network, you're on Barbecue Brawl.
Right.
I've watched a ton of those episodes. I've done a few Food Network shows in my day. And what I like about you being on there is you bring this just like fun comedy. And it's like, do you know what? It's not that serious. We're just making food here.
Right.
Let's have fun, which I really, really like. I saw like a kind of a trailer of a bunch of clips of you just with all your one-line zingers. And it's amazing. It's really,
I haven't
really amazing.
Seen those. But I do love doing it. And people like gave me a little bit of shade in the beginning. They're like, how are you a judge on a Food Network show?
Yes, answer that for me.
I'm like, listen, I've been eating since I was a baby. I know what tastes good.
For sure, yeah. Do you like barbecue? I mean, I love
barbecue. That's like my favorite genre of food because it's like American comfort food. Like, give me macaroni and cheese. I'm a coleslaw lover. Which is not everybody is, but it has to be good. Like, yeah. I think we've all been spoiled by like weird, like fast food chain coleslaw, which is like warm and creamy and
It is. It has to be like ice cold. It's so good when it's like ice cold.
And when it's like made with like vinegar and not like a lot of cream. Like I like a slaw that's kind of a vinegar base. So
me too. Me too. And you work with Brooke Williamson. She's a good friend of mine.
She's the best. She's so talented. I was going to actually mention her.
Yeah.
Because when people, you know, would give me shade about like, oh, do you really know what you're talking about? Brooke Williamson and I have a very similar palate and she has a very, very great palate. And I'll taste something and be like, I don't know. This doesn't seem like it has enough salt. And she's like, you're actually you're correct.
Great.
So I've learned so much from her. She is an incredible chef, a great person. And, you know, we have two real experts on the show, Brooke and also Rodney Scott.
Yeah.
So I'm there to kind of deliver like the everyman. Like, I'm not a chef, but I like good food.
But that's a nice perspective.
I agree. And I think that's why most people watch Food Network. Like, they want to see what it's all about. And they're not chefs, obviously, but they love food and they're interested. And that's me.
If you were going to cook for a date, if I was coming over and we were going on a first date, what would you make for me?
I've been waiting for this for forever, Stu, finally. You know what? I don't often cook for dates because if it's in New York, I think a beautiful apartment and I built this banquette that seated 16 people I have a big long Chanel dining table and I thought this is going to be great. And then I tried to cook and I was like, wait a minute, my kitchen is the size of like the inside of a Chevy Spark. And it is so tiny that I was putting like a hot roast on my faux fur bedspread. And I was like filling up pots in the bathroom. Like, I just don't have the kitchen to
space.
Accommodate.
Like, it's space is the one thing when you're cooking in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's the only thing you need.
I don't have that. So, but if I were to make for a date, I have some go-tos. I can make a really, if he's a meat eater, I can make a fantastic bone-in tomahawk ribeye and I just sear it on a cast iron skillet. It's very easy. It doesn't take that long. You sear it on both sides. I throw mine in the oven. I have a meat thermometer so I know when it gets up to like medium.
Yes.
And you can make a baked potato in the microwave in 8 minutes. And then I do arugula with a homemade vinaigrette, just some red wine vinegar, olive oil, you know, Dijon mustard. and some Parmesan flakes and call it a day, and then serve some yummy ice cream after, and then let the games begin.
Let the games begin, exactly. Well, that sounds delicious. I mean, look, a steak is always a winner. Like, if you do a steak, it's just the best.
Yeah, very easy. It depends. So, like, I'm also that person that, like, loves to be such, like a gung-ho, like, I'm going to please the boyfriend. And, like, yeah. I was dating a Greek guy, and I decided I was going to learn how to make pasticcio, which is like Greek lasagna, and you have to make a bechamel sauce.
Yeah.
And it was delicious. But I don't do that anymore. Right. Now I just make what I'm going to make.
You got to make what you're going to make. So a lot of people don't know about Carson that, like, he's, this is so crazy. Jason reminded me this of the other night, a world-class equestrian. Like,
I am. I know.
Like, world-class. I just thought, like, oh, he likes horses, but no, it's like, it goes way beyond that.
Yeah, I grew up with horses. My grandparents were in, like, the breeding business.
Yeah.
And we always had tons of horses around. And I grew up showing them. I went to the World Cup in 1999 when I was working for Ralph Lauren.
Yeah.
But I was still, you know, competing whenever I could. That was in South Africa. So that was so incredible. And I still have world championship horses. I'll probably show at the world championships this year as well. It's in Louisville, Kentucky every year. Oh, I have saddlebreds.
The best place, right, for horses.
Kentucky is the heartland for horses.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. It's my passion. It's why I do everything else that I do. People are like, you don't have to take every single job. And I'm just like, I have horses to feed. So
yeah,
it's my exactly. passion.
I mean, so one thing I probably, I can relate to is the horse thing. I mean, as a kid, I growing up with my parents, big horse racers. Like, I've been going horse racing since I was like 8 years of age.
Plus Ireland. Yes. I was there, like 2 summers ago. It was the first time I went. It was to tape Name That Tune. They film it in Dublin.
Yes.
And, I went out to see a drag show, and then
the George probably
at the George. Yes. Yeah. And, one of the girls was like, oh yes, my cousin is, Robert Sweetnam, and like famous show jumper that lives in America, who of course, like, I'm familiar with, and so many great horses. It's just, I love that horses are still such a part of the culture in Ireland.
Oh yeah. Massive.
That everyone knows a little bit about them.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm dying to go to the Kentucky Derby. So if you ever get a plus one and you have nobody to go with you, just shoot me a text.
You have to do that. You have to do some kind of there's always so many amazing food and beverage events that surround the Kentucky Derby and Brown Foreman, who makes a lot of the alcohol brands. They have huge events. So I feel like we could find you something.
Yeah, I'll go in a heartbeat. With Kentucky Derby, obviously it's huge. It's huge with the fashion, and you are a fashion person. Summer is around the corner for women, men, whatever. What do you think is coming in this summer? Like, what are you seeing that's like kind of being big or whatever?
You know, summer is that easy breezy, relaxed season, and I feel like it's very, very resorty. And I kind of dress that way. So for men or for women, like, I'm loving espadrilles. You can get them in linen or suede. For guys, I'm really loving these cabana sets, which is basically like, usually it's like a printed, like, short kind of top with short sleeves and then a matching pair of shorts.
Yes.
It's very talented, Mr. Ripley. It's a little bit retro.
I've seen the Banana Republic do something, a few bits like that. Like, I know what you mean.
It can be kind of sexy. I've been seeing a lot of, for the guys, and also, like, on my Instagram feed, I get a lot of, like, you know, muscular homosexual men. And I've been seeing a lot of, tops. This is not for me and probably not for most, but like crocheted tops that are like open, like it's a very open knit and it almost looks like netting.
It's like a fishnet almost.
Yeah. Like a chunky fishnet.
Them. Yeah.
Those are really sexy if you can pull them off. I have to wear a bra, so it doesn't quite look right. And then I think the overall thing too is like color. I think intense color is so great for summer. So, like, you know, neons, corals, aqua, for men or women, it can just really, you know, pop and make you look like you're super ready for the season.
Yeah, I need a tan and then I can wear all that kind of stuff.
I know, same.
What What do you watch? Any Bravo shows? Do you have any favorite reality shows that you might watch?
You know what? I don't watch that much TV in general because I'm always traveling, but I love Southern Charm. I'm friends with Pat. She's amazing. Uh-huh. I happen to be just circumstantially friends with most of the housewives. Like, Dorit's husband, PK, manages Boy George. We did the Apprentice together, so I know them. I know Luann just from being in and around the city. I've known her for years. Yeah. Same with Dorinda. I did The Apprentice with Kyle, so I got to know her.
And her as well.
I did a show for years with Garcelle, so I know her. So just from being in the business, I know them. I, you know, was friends with Kelly Bensimone when I worked for Ralph Lauren because her husband was a famous photographer. So I just know all these ladies. So when I see the show, I'm sometimes like, oh, wow, okay, she's going there. But I know them more socially. So that's how I kind of keep up.
I really want to get your feedback on this. It's like I've been seeing it more and more over on TikTok. Gender reveals. They're getting fucking insane. Like I saw one where they had three of those planes.
Airplanes. Like, I saw that.
Did you see that?
And then the smoke at the end. First of all, I was worried.
It was so underwhelming.
I was like, is this really safe? The airplanes are like zooming low and they're going behind. Like, people don't need to die for your gender reveal. Like, that's probably over the top.
That's what it's like. Or it's like the house goes on fire. They do fireworks and it's like close by the house. It's just insane.
Did you see the one where the other sibling that was like, there was a woman who had a baby in utero and then there was a sibling there and she had like a scissors and was going berserk. And then the mom came to like grab the scissors, but then the balloon with the gender reveal went flying up into the sky. And we don't know what the reveal is.
You don't know what
is.
It was.
Yeah. Which in this day and age also, like when there's so much gender fluidity, do we really have to like have like a gender reveal as well?
Yeah.
It seems unnecessary.
It does. So my next question then for you was, if you were having a kid, what would you do as a gender reveal party? Something low key? Or you just wouldn't do one?
Well, I was at a gender reveal.
Oh, yeah.
And the when I popped the balloon, I think it was for my godkids, it came out like rainbow colored. I'm like, it's gay. so that's what I would do. But I, you know, I wouldn't make my baby gay.
Just confuse everybody.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Before we go, Carson, I'm going to let you go. We're going to get out of here. Do you have any food questions for me?
Oh, I always have food questions. Gosh, what did I make recently? You know what I you know what usually happens to me? I sometimes start a grease fire, which is super dangerous my kitchen. And my cabinets have like the black marks on them to prove it. And it was actually when I was searing one of these tomahawk steaks that said like do like butter and olive oil. And sear it in that first and then put it in the oven. But I got the pan really hot and like I looked over and the oil was on fire. So olive oil start on fire like that?
Here's the thing. If it was extra virgin olive oil, yeah, it would because it needs a high smoke point.
It was.
So you want olive oil, like canola oil, avocado oil is your safe bet for searing high cooking.
Yeah, I have that now. But when the recipe said, you know, do olive oil and butter together.
Olive oil is fine, but if it's extra virgin,
it was.
No. There you go. Yeah.
See, that's a really good insider tip because who knew that extra virgin versus regular has a different like smoke point or whatever.
I know. It's because it's just like we hear extra virgin like, oh, it's the best quality. It's better. Let's use this to cook.
And I even know, you're not supposed to use extra virgin olive oil for like searing and actual heated cooking. You save that for your salad dressings and your bread, like where you want the really beautiful taste.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that in a pinch you couldn't use it because it will start on fire.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well,
thank you.
I'm glad you asked me that. Cause I mean, I feel like a lot of people kind of make that mistake. It's funny. They get mixed up. They get mixed up with that. Carson, thank you so much for coming on. I know you're super busy, so I really, really appreciate it. I had so much fun, but Carson, where can we check you out? Where do we follow you?
Oh,
and so forth.
Yes. You can find me at Carson Cresting on Instagram, X, Christian Mingle. No, I'm not on there. But keep your eyes peeled on your scruff when I'm in your town. I might be
okay.
There. Usual. Instagram is where I love to hang
you
out.
Do all yourself,
it's the most fun.
Me too.
And
check you out on Drag Race on Friday nights.
Drag Race on Fridays. Sometimes on the Food Network, Beat Bobby Flay.
Yep.
And hopefully we'll have a new season of Barbecue Brawl coming out. But go to my Instagram. You can find out all my announcements of where I'll be. I have lots of fun trips. I actually want to talk to you about one.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing a food thing in Italy, and it would be great to have a food expert. So maybe you could come join us.
Oh, anytime. Just send me the text. I'll fly over.
Okay, perfect.
No problem. Carson,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And hopefully I'll see you soon in LA when you're here in town.
Yes, please. All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye.